I want to show you how you can make $5,000 a month consistently, even while working only 5 days a month as a coach. And it all comes down to these three keys we're going to be talking about today. Hi, my name is Ina Coveney. I'm a business coach and I specialize in monetizing tiny audiences. And you've landed on the Get Clients First podcast, where I talk all things growing your coaching business, even if you have a small audience. This episode is not for everybody. It's really important that you know that there is advice out there that may not apply to you. It might be useful to hear about it. I'm a sucker for hearing things that are way above my level, but you need to know what advice is good for you and what isn't. So in this episode, we are going to be talking about making consistent 5K months, and we're talking to a very specific kind of coach in particular. So if you are just starting out, if you've never had clients before, my friend, there's a lot to learn first by having clients on how to perfect your offer, on how to perfect your style of delivery, how to create your own methodology. So this episode is not going to be 100% relevant for you, but you should know that knowing these things in advance will help you in the future. So stick around and just take everything with a grain of salt, because not everything is going to apply to the stage in business that you're at. Now, if you've already had clients, if people have already paid over $500 to work with you, if you have been putting yourself out there on social media already, if you have an email list, if you've been doing all the things to try to stand out, but you're still not getting $5,000 a month consistently, then this episode is for you. Because that's exactly what we're going to be breaking down here, is the 5K month level consistently, and not burn yourself out in the process. That's why I'm calling this the 5K in 5 days, which means you can make $5,000 consistently per month, even while you're working only 5 days a month. 5Ks, 5 days, has a nice ring to it, right? Before we get there, I want to tell you what these strategies that we're going to be talking about today are not going to help you achieve. And that is, I am not going to teach you how to grow your audience. In fact, you know what? I just changed my mind. I'm going to tell you exactly how to grow your audience. Are you ready? Go grab a piece of paper and write this down. You're going to record 3 reels a day for the next 3 months, including weekends, and they're all going to be perfectly themed, branded with messaging and a call to action for your ideal client. Go. There. I just told you how to grow on Instagram. Are more followers going to help you get more clients? Not always. It is not a guarantee. Are more audience members going to make you more money? Not a guarantee. What you want is a guarantee. You don't want luck. You don't want to spend the next 3 months burning yourself out, creating that kind of content, and then watching that your business is still not going anywhere. Story as old as time. This is what coaching is made of, is these failed attempts at growing an audience and not getting anywhere. So if you listen 2 episodes ago, to episode 860, and if you haven't yet, go and check it out. You know my favorite story of my favorite French TikTok creator, who after growing his audience by hundreds of thousands of followers, he still could not make any money in his business. Simply, you just have to be on the same page with me as for this part. You gotta know that growing your audience is not going to guarantee your revenue. The only thing that guarantees your revenue is clients. You gotta know, when I say make $5,000 a month consistently, you gotta know where that money's coming from. And it's not coming from this mythical evergreen sales that you're going to be creating over the next 3 months. It doesn't come from there. It comes from real clients who are looking for your expertise and they're willing to pay the price for your services. So before I even tell you what these keys are, I need us to be on the same page that client is king, that your revenue comes from clients and not from any other magical jumping beans. Now, the biggest objection with that may be, but Ina, my audience is not big enough. But Ina, my audience is not engaging with me. How am I supposed to make $5,000 a month? I need to grow my audience so that I have people to sell to. No, actually, you don't. That is a limiting belief. I have made over $400,000 in my business from coaching, and I still have a small audience. So you gotta believe this. I want you to write this down in a post-it, put it on your laptop. I want you to create a background for your phone and read this every day. I can get clients without having a large audience. If you believe that, then when the time comes for you to grow your audience, clients are just going to flock to you, and that's what you want. You do not want to put the cart before the horse. So are we all in agreement? $5,000 a month consistently are going to come from clients, not from any other magical sources that we don't know about. Now, let's talk about this five-day situation. If you add up the hours that you spend in your business, even while you're working full-time, that may add up to anywhere around a full day's work, right? Maybe it is 8 hours, maybe it is 10 hours, maybe sometimes it might be 15 hours for all of you who are like working weekends and every single night in your business. But the truth is that it takes less than a full day per week when you're working full time. And the reality is that once you quit your job and you decide to do this, we just tend to occupy as much space as the container will give us, right? We will spend as many hours in our business as we have. But the reality is that we don't really need to. You actually can continue to focus on the revenue generating activities. And if you focus all of your attention on those activities and those activities alone, and you let go of everything else, you are able to meet the demands of your business and get more clients in just a full day per week. And I'm rounding it to 5 days a month. It is very possible. I have had clients who are working full time and they manage to fill their docket with clients even as they're working full time. And the amount of time they spend on their business doesn't add up to an entire day for the week. So we can do this too. So now that we know that it is possible for you to make $5,000 a month consistently, even if you have a small audience, and that you can work as little as you want, if you focus on the right activities, this can work for you. So let me give you the three keys to actually make this happen. Key number one, your small audience. So what is the biggest problem with having a small audience? Maybe it is low engagement. Maybe it is that when people come into your content, they're not sticking around, or when you post about your offers, nobody's biting, right? Those are the most common issues that we have with a small audience and what makes us think we need a larger audience in order to make all of this work. But what if we could flip that story? What if we didn't think to ourselves, we need a larger audience, we need a larger audience? What if we just created a dense audience in the small audience we have of people who actually want to follow us, of people who actually want to be there? So for that, we really need to redefine engagement, because the truth is that Instagram works on statistics, right? If you have 100,000 followers, a certain percentage of them are going to be engaging. And this is just across the board. With a small audience, we need those numbers to be better. We can't afford the 1% story view rate that everybody else is experiencing. What we need is to redefine engagement. And there are very specific ways that you can do that. Namely, you need to be comfortable initiating conversations, because we are done defining engagement as something that happens after we post and we're just waiting for it. We don't wait for engagement anymore. We make it happen. Because I never want to hear any of you say ever again, "But Ina, my audience is not engaging with me. What do I do?" My question to you is going to be, are you engaging with them? Are you seeking them out? Are you engaging with their content? Are you starting conversations? We gotta redefine engagement when we have a small audience. And trust me, this works, because you want an audience that is dense with your people, not completely diluted like somebody who has 600,000 followers and only a small percentage would actually buy their products. So key number one is your small audience is actually a profitable audience. We just have to learn how to engage with them in a small audience way. Key number two, you need to stand out in what seems to be a saturated market. Now, do I actually believe that the market is saturated? No. So what is the difference between you, who thinks that the market is saturated with coaches and with coaches who do what you do, and me, who is a business coach in a market full of business coaches, why don't I believe that the market is saturated? Very simply put, I understand positioning, and I want you to join me on that boat. Here's how positioning works. There are a gajillion business coaches out there teaching exactly the same things that I teach. But I position myself as a small audience coach, and I get clients all the time who tell me the reason I'm working with you is because you focus on small audiences. And I'm like, amazing. So this is not only a spin. This is a methodology. I have managed to differentiate myself in a marketplace that is full of business coaches all touting the same things. So the question for you is, what is going to be your positioning? What is going to be that statement that is going to put you out there and make you unique? What is going to be your unique spin on the kind of coaching that you do in your industry? And that is key number two, to know how you stand out from the rest so that you can be a category of one and no longer have to worry about the competition. Key number three is conversion. You gotta know how to convert followers into clients. If you focus on this, if this is your sole purpose, to understand how to get to know your followers, how to know what they want, and how to give it to them, you will never have a problem getting clients ever again. So you may think, okay, Ina, so I engage with that person because we have the same pug, right? We have the same breed of dog, right? How do I go from, hey, I love your dog, to, hey, do you want to buy my service? And the answer is, you don't. If you are engaging with the right people, your content is going to be doing a lot of the heavy lifting. You got to understand how your engagement, how your going out there and meeting people works together with your content. And that is a real key in terms of conversions for small audiences, is you got to have your engagement and your content always working together side by side. One doesn't win over the other. One alone will not get you clients. Both have to be going at the same time. So conversions are about having that right messaging for the right person and being right there exactly when they need you. Think about it. Have you ever bought something, anything, from a coach that you had just met? I do this all the time. I don't necessarily fall in love with people and then know, like, and trust them before I buy something from them. All I know is that they look professional, they look legit, they're giving me what I need, and I'm a customer. That's exactly how it goes, and it can work for you too, even if you have a small audience. And I know all of this works. My client was just on the TEDx stage, and she made it up there after having her most successful, financially successful year the year before, where she made six figures in a single year for the very first time. And she started right here. She started with these keys that we worked together on to get her to those 5K months, eventually landing on 10K months, eventually getting to 20K months. The good news for you is that you don't have to go to the beginning of the episode and write all of this stuff down and try to figure out if there was a little hidden clue or an Easter egg that you missed and that is going to unlock everything for you. I took all of my years of experience getting clients with a small audience, and I put it into the exact framework, the exact strategies course called Get Clients First. Now, this is not only a course that you buy and is completely self-paced. This has an intensive portion where you and I work together on helping you create that irresistible offer so that you can be on your way to 5K months and only working 5 days a month. We already doubled the price of the course last time we launched it, and it is going to happen again. So I want to make sure that you get in the ground floor at the current price, which is not going to be this low ever again. So if you would like to learn more about how to get clients first, how to be on your way to 5K months consistently and create an irresistible offer that you can take to six figures, I want you to write down this code. The code is 5K. That's it. The number 5, the letter K. And I want you to DM it to me. I'm on Instagram at Ina Coveney. You just have to spell Coveney right. It ends in EY. It's also written down in the show notes. So just send me a DM with the code 5K. You can also send me an email at ina@getclientsfirstpodcast.com. The email is also in the show notes. And just email me the word 5K. Okay, and I will be giving you more information on how to join this experience because we are done wasting our time and we are done buying Reels courses and we're done buying Instagram courses. We already know all that stuff. What we need is to get to our consistent 5K months by getting clients. And that means we need to get clients first and forget about everything else so we can work as little as possible, make as much as possible, and make it consistent. So if you're thinking of quitting your job, you can do that as soon as possible. If you just want your business to finally work and get you real money every single month consistently, then this is where we start. DM me or email me the code 5K. My email address and my Instagram are down below. Thank you so much for being here. I know that you're on your way to 5K months, and I want to give you the exact steps to do it because me and my clients, we have done this over and over and over again. So if you want to stop wasting time and start creating that irresistible offer that is going to take you to six figures and beyond, email me or message me the code 5K. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you on the next one.